Now, I believe our next guest, or our first guest, I should say, I believe he's on the line at this moment. Mayor, are you there?
Good evening, gentlemen.
How are you doing, Mr. Carpenter?
We're doing great. I'm pretty sure I'm more Irish than Rosen is. I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
Richard, how are you? Great to be on with you tonight.
You know, it's a pleasure to be here. I mean, Kevin told me you were going to be on tonight, and I was thrilled. And most people are more Irish than I am, which is, you know, with a name like Rosen, it's not that hard to be.
Yeah, however, I'm a little disappointed. I see when Kevin got me to agree to be on the show, he told me this was a remote broadcast from the Gwiggins Pub in Whitman. And I said, well, that sounds interesting. And then somehow that turns into a telephone gig. So I'm not sure exactly what happened.
Well, it would actually be, you know, see, Mayor, if you showed up at McGwiggins, then actually, it could technically be a...
I think Richard would tell you I do visit McGwiggins once in a while, and I think it's a great spot when I'm looking to just sneak outside the city limits of Brockton without going too far. It works out perfectly.
The mayor does come in.
Is he a favorite? Does he like the boot?
I have not seen him take of alcoholic beverages, but I have seen him come in. I know nothing, by the way.
Well, man, we actually have a tremendous spread here.
I know it's a great place to be for St. Patrick's Day, and I'm on board with you with St. Patrick's Week. It's the only way to celebrate it.
Before we take a small break, I thought maybe if you wanted to, Mayor, take a moment to kind of commemorate the event that you had at City Hall today in regards to the Strand Theater.
Sure. Today, in the city of Brockton, in our history, It's an interesting day. It's a day that is solemn, but I think that also I think Bartonians also I think have a great deal of pride in recognizing and remembering the Strand Theater fire, March 10th, 1941. And I mentioned in my remarks at City Hall today, you know, long before 9/11, long before the Boston Marathon bombing, you know, the Strand Theater fire here in the city of Brockton claimed the lives of 13 firefighters when the roof fell on top of the balcony and trapped firefighters inside the theater. So although it's been 74 years, this was the first year with the recent passing of retired Chief Burrell. This is the first year that we remembered the Strand Theater fire, that we did not have a surviving firefighter from 1941 with us for the remembrance. So it was... It's a solemn day, but I think it's a day that's very very much ingrained into the soul of the city of Brockton and one that is not forgotten by Brocktonians. There are so many Brocktonians that have parents and grandparents who do remember the Strand Theater fire and remember, you know, how big it was and the fact that, you know, we had 13 firefighters who lost their lives that night, another 20 who were injured, and 74 years later, we still remember the sacrifice that they made.
Fantastic. With that note, we'll take a break. When we come back, more with Brockton Mayor Bill Carpenter. Don't go anywhere.
Follow Monday Night Talk on Twitter. Start at 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk. And don't forget to add hashtag Monday Night Talk to your tweets. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
And, of course, we return with Brockton Mayor Bill Carpenter, who is our guest for this segment. Bill, I want to just let you know also, I introduced Mr. Rosen, but also we have my co-host, Mr. Joe Rossi, who I believe has a connection with one of your people in your office.
Yes, Mayor Joe Rossi here. I'm actually best friends and soon roommates with Mr. Nick Giaquinto.
There's no way.
Yes.
I was under the impression Nick didn't have any friends. I stand corrected.
That's funny. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding, Joe. Nick is a great kid, important part of our staff, and probably the only person at staff who's not an actual Brocktonian. However, Nick passed the litmus test because he actually has very deep Brockton roots. His grandparents and his mother all lived in, from the city of Brockton. And then he's got a last name that ends in a vowel, so we'll be able to blend him in.
Yes, and you know, he's listening now. He was just texting me a second ago, and
it's funny. I was coming back. We went down. Nick is actually our liaison for both government and business, and is wearing several hats for me and doing a great job. We were coming back from an event at Bridgewater State a little over a week ago when the governor was there. And I was driving back in the car with Nick and Nubi Rachol, who is another member of my staff. And we're having a conversation. It dawned on me, and I said to the two guys, I said, jeepers, I'm older than the two of you guys added together. So it's been exciting for me to hire some really talented young people on the staff. They bring a lot of energy and enthusiasm to the table every day, and they challenge me to keep up with them. So Nick is doing a great job for us in Brockton City Hall.
Mayor, let's kind of talk about some of the things that how things have been going with your administration to date. I was actually talking with Peg Curtis earlier, and we know that she's running for state rep, and one of the things that she had brought up during our conversation was an event that had happened. You were in the middle of doing a press conference as to all the training for the firefighters in the city when the first call went out in regards to, somebody was overdosing.
You know, Kevin, that's probably a great question for your program, being, primarily a South Shore audience, and the... You know, the opiate addiction and opiate overdose epidemic is not a Brockton problem or a Marshfield problem. It's a regional problem. Yep. And all of southeastern Mass right now is just experiencing this horrific epidemic of overdose deaths right now, which I think are a symptom of the much larger problem, which is opiate addiction across our region. And one of the things I did do after becoming mayor in my first couple weeks, I did direct the fire chief to put Narcan on all the fire trucks. In the city of Brockton, over 90% of our firefighters are EMT certified. They respond to all 911 medical calls in the city. So to me, it was a no-brainer. You know, these firefighters, they carry oxygen. They carry an EpiPen for allergic reactions. And for them to spend, anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes resuscitating someone, trying to keep them alive until someone else shows up with the Narcan when they could be carrying it themselves, just to me, made no sense at all. So we moved to get the Narcan. Took a few weeks. You have to get approval from DPH. You have to get a trainer trained. You have to get all your firefighters trained. But then finally, a couple weeks ago, not quite 2 weeks ago, we did get the Narcan deployed, and honest to goodness, the day we're at the fire station on Pleasant Street doing the press conference announcing that day the chief had put the Narcan out on the trucks, and before the press conference was even over, we were speaking with a print reporter, and the report came in that a firefighter had just saved the life of an overdose victim using nasal Narcan. So literally on the same day that we deployed the Narcan, and during the actual announcement, the first life was saved. Now, I didn't think to check the statistics today, but I know that last week when we did the forum last Wednesday night, it had been 8 saves in 8 days in the city, just in the city of Brockton. Unfortunately, we did also have 2 overdose deaths during that period. So this doesn't solve the problem. It treats a symptom of the problem, but I think that we have to save a person's life first to give them another opportunity to try to beat this thing. And I am really proud of the way our people have responded. Firefighter was Mario Rizzo. I saw him at the Strand Theater fire this morning, who had the first save, and had a chance to speak with him for a couple minutes this morning and let him know how much I appreciate what he had done. He saved that person's life 4 hours after he had just been trained in the use of nasal Narcan, which is just kind of hard to believe. But we've now extended. Our police officers are being trained now. Our school police are also being trained, and I'm hoping that within a couple weeks, not just the firefighters, but all the police officers in the city of Brockton also will be carrying that cane.
I thought I had saw something or heard something that you may try to see if some of the administrators or maybe teachers in the school district?
What we've actually proposed to do in the schools, Kevin, is not in all the schools, but in the high schools, which is obviously Brockton High School being the primary high school, but also our two alternative high schools, having the school nurses in the high schools also equipped with Narcan. And I know that's being worked on the school side, and I'm not sure exactly what all the issues are on the school side yet as to why that hasn't happened, but Superintendent of Schools Kathy Smith has agreed with me that she would like to have it in the school nurse's office at the high schools also. So I believe that's in progress, but in the meantime, the school police will be trained with the rest of the Brockton police officers. So school police officers who are, you know, patrolling the city schools will have the Narcan very soon.
Bill, it's Richard. You know, I don't know if the listeners know what Bill accomplished already by becoming mayor. He beat an incumbent, which is extremely difficult to do in politics, but he's been involved in politics for a long time, and he worked his tail off, and he went out and he did what he needed to do, and he won. And since he's been mayor, he's tackled a number of things. Some of them weren't popular with a number of people, including the police department, with the appointment of his new chief. But someone who, you know, we talk about McGuigan's Pub that I own, but I've been involved in real estate for 35 years, and I think that the stance that he's taking against crime in the city of Brockton and the things that he's doing with respect to the police chief, the police commissioner, ought to be applauded, as well as this whole NACAM thing. I mean, I think he's doing all the right things, and it will only help the city of Brockton. It will help real estate. It will help everything. So, Mr. Mayor, I want to commend you.
I appreciate that, and you're right. It's funny. My two biggest challenges as the mayor of the city, Richard, really are economic development, getting the city's economy turned around, creating jobs, creating a climate in the city of Brockton where people want to invest their money in the city. And the other piece of it is the public safety. We have to change the perception of Brockton that it's not safe. And so the two really go hand in hand, if you think about it, because, you know, we're not going to convince families to buy their first home in Brockton or businesses to expand in Brockton or move to Brockton until, you know, we're able to convince people that Brockton is just as safe as anywhere else. So all of those efforts go together. And, you know, I absolutely love this guy that I brought in as the interim chief of police, Bob Hayden. Now, Bob Hayden will be the first guy to tell you that he's 71 years old and he has cancer. As I said when I introduced him, we had a reception for Bob last Thursday night in the city. 300 people turned out for a chance to meet Bob Hayden.
Wow.
And as I was introducing him, I said that, the number one question I get asked about is the new chief. Everywhere I go, people want to know, what's he really like? When can I meet him? That sort of thing. And so as I was introducing him the other night, and I was explaining that, you know, someone asked me, you know, how would I describe Bob Hayden? I said, I really gave it some thought. And Bob Hayden is Clint Eastwood. He really is, because he's 71 years old, but he's still the toughest guy in the room, you know. And that's Bob Hayden. So he's doing these, you know, he comes with, you know, almost half a century of urban law enforcement experience. He's a legend in the city of Boston. He's a former chief of Lawrence. He's the former Undersecretary of Public Safety, and he's just a great guy. And what's one of the things that's so great about him is, despite his storied career, he considers himself a patrol officer and always has and always will. And I've got to tell you, the morale in the Brockton Police Department has soared since he took over. There's an excitement in the city about the things that he's doing, and he's just getting started. But he is doing some great things proactively. He has all of the various federal, state, county law enforcement agencies in the city working with him. He holds a weekly meeting with all of those agencies to share intelligence. I think we've taken more drug dealers off the streets of Brockton in the last 30 days than they have in the last 5 years,
wow,
and including a couple of major major bust. And so I think that this guy, Bob Hayden, is really going to do some great things here in the city of Brockton in terms of reducing crime and changing the image of the city. And, you know, one of the things I ran on in the campaign is safe neighborhoods, and I really believe in that. And Richard, you know, I'm a Brockton guy, and I believe in the neighborhoods of this city, and I believe property values are going to start going up, and we're going to fill the vacant properties, because Brockton has some great qualities to it and some great people who live here in the city, but we've got to change this perception on safety, and I think that we're doing everything in that direction now, and Bob Hayden's just getting started, and as he goes along, I think he's got some great programs he's going to implement. You know, we just ordered him 6 brand new police motorcycles the other day, so he can't wait to get those here, and he's bringing back motorcycle cops in the city of Brockton, and I think they'll be well received.
Mayor Joe Rossi here. I also heard something recently about the Water Commission and what you're doing with that in the city of Brockton. I don't know if you want to talk about that a little bit.
No, it's all fair game. So you know, under the current city ordinance, there's some language that the city council believes gives the city council president the authority to appoint 2 of the 5 members. In his first appointment, Council President Sullivan appointed probably my most ardent and vocal critic in the entire city, someone who attacks me both personally and on political issues. So, hey, listen, it caught my attention, no doubt about it. And we had our law department look at the ordinance. We don't think the city council president, under state law and the charter for a Plan B form of government, actually has the authority to appoint members of the Water Commission, but I did file a civil action for an injunction to prevent those appointments from going into effect, and after a couple weeks of some pretty frank discussions with members of the council, I made a decision to withdraw that application last Thursday. And it's not that my position on the Water Commission has changed, it hasn't. My personal feeling on the Water Commission is that it's outlived its usefulness. The Water Commission was brought in under Mayor Farwell at a time that there was the state had a moratorium on building permits in the city of Brockton. The city could not have any new construction. And finally, the city and the state entered into a consent decree where the city was required to do 3 things. They were required to appoint a water systems manager. They were required to obtain a second source of water, and they were required to create this Water Commission. Well, now, 20 years later, we're drowning in water. We have the Aquaria desal plant that we spend $6 million a year for water that we don't need and don't use. And our consumption, even the water we draw out of Silver Lake, we use 2 million gallons a day less than we used 10 years ago. So I think the reasons why the Water Commission were created 20 years ago just don't exist anymore. And I would like to see the Water Commission disbanded. But rather than try to settle this in court, I think there are bigger issues at stake here. The people elected me to lead the city. I can't accomplish anything without a good working relationship with the council, nor can the council accomplish anything without a working relationship with me. So, you know, after much discussion and in the spirit of trying to build a positive cooperative relationship, I voluntarily withdrew that court action. And, you know, we'll continue to work on the Water Commission issue, but we'll also be able to continue to work on a lot of pressing issues that face the city of Brockton.
I have to ask, and that is your relationship with the city council. How can you make it better? How can you and those 11 members work towards the good of Brockton.
I could make it better right away if I would just do what they wanted me to, but I don't see that happening anytime soon. So, we're going to make it better. And, you know, Kevin, you know, I have personal relationships with the majority of the councilors, and, you know, we had the event for Chief Hayden the other night, and I think there was 5 or 6 councilors there, and I'm sure that I'll see many of them at least a couple times over St. Patrick's Day weekend. It's you know, the relationship has been a little strained at times during the first 2 months, but I don't believe it's broken, and I do believe we can work together. And honestly, I have made every effort I can since the day after the election to reach out to counselors and let them know that I'm willing to work with them and I want to work with them. So, you know, there's a lot of change here in the city right now. And, you know, as Richard kind of alluded to, you know, we surprised a few people when we won the election. All these other folks in city government weren't quite ready for me to come in and take over. So I think some of them are struggling with the transition a little bit too. So, but, you know, I am trying to affect change. I come to work every day looking to make the city a better place. We're working on a lot of initiatives. Day after tomorrow, I have State DCAM coming in. We're going to have continue the conversations about a satellite college campus in downtown Brockton. We're posting the job for a city planner tomorrow. So, I mean, I've acquired the funding to hire the first Main Street manager. So we're not just making a big effort on public safety. We're making a big effort on economic development. We're making a big effort on quality of life issues that affect all Brocktonians. And, you know, I say to folks, we've only been in there for 8 months. I mean, 8 weeks, check that, 8 weeks. You know, give me 12 months. Tell me what the city looks like in 12 months, not after 8 weeks, and see if we're affecting a positive change.
You know, I think part of your problem, Bill, is they didn't expect that you were going to win. You won. There, I guess the old saying is, there's probably some noses that are out of joint. And you come in and you want to make these changes, which, from what I've been watching, are all extremely positive, not only for the city of Brockton, but for the area towns. I mean, what happens in Brockton affects all of us.
Well,
and, you know, I just think that, I think it's great because you've only been there a short period of time. And, you know, people don't like change. And you have brought a whole lot of change in a short period of time.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And you know, I'm glad you mentioned the regionalization. I was sitting with the old Colony Planning Council one day last week. And I think that one of the changes you'll see with me as mayor is that I am open to regionalization of services. And I'm open. I do believe it's a regional economy. We can't be that parochial to the individual communities anymore. And I do think Brockton is very important to the surrounding communities, just as the surrounding communities are important to Brockton.
You know, back,
so, you know, we're going to explore the possibilities to see if we can share some water and sewer, at least particularly for commercial development in the surrounding towns. And I do think that as Brockton goes, the whole Metro South region will go. So I'm open to those meetings. I've already met with town managers and selectmen from all around the Metro South area. Those meetings will continue. And, you know, I'm looking to build Brockton's relationship with its neighbors. I think we can be a good neighbor and we can be good for the surrounding towns and vice versa.
You know, back in another life, when I was on the Board of Selectmen back in the 80s.
When he was the mayor of Whitman.
Yeah, I think he still is the mayor of Whitman.
He kind of is, yeah.
We tried to, I actually instituted what was referred to as a joint sharing committee, and I got, a number of area towns involved, and we started meeting on a monthly basis to share things like street sweepers and joint purchasing, and because not every town needs a street sweeper, you're not all going to use it the same day. And I mean, that led to a whole number of things, and there was a ton of great ideas until it came down to the nitty-gritty and we were ready to sign agreements. And all of a sudden, lo and behold, everybody became territorial again,
right.
And nothing came of it, and I just said, the hell with it. I didn't want to waste any more of my time. But I mean, back with the water ban in Brockton also affected Whitman because we get our water through you. So I remember those days when we were trying to build houses and we really couldn't because we had to put in wells. And if it wasn't for the lifting of the ban, we and a number of towns around here would have missed the economic boom.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of things we can do now, Richard, in the 21st century to spur development, spur investment in the city of Brock. And I am taking a long, hard look at eliminating as much of the bureaucratic red tape as possible. I'm looking at having some key people, including our new planning office, offering meetings to people who are looking to build or develop something in the city, pre-meetings, before I even get into the process, to, you know, explain exactly, you know, what they need to do and where they need to do it. One of the first initiatives I'm hoping to see become a reality in the next 30 days is getting our building permit process online, which I think would be a big step in the right direction. We'll be launching a new website, and one of the sections of that website will be online permits and licenses. And, you know, that'll be a long-term project getting them all online, but we're starting with the building permit. We're actually testing that right now. That was being worked on before I was sworn in. I was working with the IT department back in November and December, working with them as to what I would like to see in a new website and the capabilities. And I really do believe that, you know, we're working on a virtual city hall. So if you need to get a form or an application from city hall, you'll be able to get it right off the website in a virtual city hall. And I'm looking for, you know, most types of routine building permits to be able to obtain them online. And then, you know, we'll continue to go from there through Board of Health permits and other various city departments to create a more business-friendly environment. And it's not about smiling and shaking someone's hand at the door. It's about making it easier to do business here. And I think that a lot of people in city government tend not to really understand business. And so we have to be more in tune with and more sensitive to what the needs are of investors and developers and business owners. And, you know, that's what's going to make a big difference in getting the growth for business in the city of Brockton.
I want to kind of go back to your the relationship with the city council. Not so much the relationship, but you got something big. Well, a continuing conversation coming up next Tuesday in regards to trying to put through a police commissioner ordinance. Where do things stand? Have you had ongoing conversations with the ordinance committee to find out if folks are going to be on board with this?
Yeah, I am. The answer to your question is yes. I have had ongoing conversations with the ordinance committee, which is five of the city councilors. When we proposed the ordinance during the course of that conversation, we did discuss a couple of amendments to my original proposed ordinance, and I think we're all on board with those. So I do believe coming out of that committee next week will be a slightly revised ordinance that would give me the authority to appoint a civilian commissioner of police for a term of 1 year. It'll have a sunset clause, so it'll expire after the year, and it won't still be on the books for others to use in the future. But, of course, we're referring to Bob Hayden, who's serving as my interim chief right now. And the only reason I'm asking the council to give me the authority to do this is the fact that Bob is over the age of 65. And state law in Massachusetts says you can't serve as a chief of police after you obtain the age of 65. And I think that... As I've said to many, I think Bob Hayden has one last roundup left in him, and I want it to be Brockton. And it's interesting. We're getting all the publicity, Kevin, but, you know, they're doing the exact same thing in the town of Holbrook. Holbrook has just hired Chief Porter as an interim chief, who is 65 years old, past his 65th birthday, and they've hired him as an interim chief with the intention of making him a civilian police commissioner. So, you know, this may not be the most common model in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, but certainly there are civilian police commissioners all across the country. It's not that revolutionary.
I guess I would ask, after the sunset clause, would it be out of the realm of a possibility to maybe keep Bob Hayden on as maybe a consultant? Is that a consideration?
I think we'll make that decision when the time comes. I mean, Bob is 71. He is battling cancer, and... by the time his year is up, he will have served actually the 14 or 16 months, depending on the timing. We definitely do intend to honor the agreement that we make with the city council in terms of the language of the ordinance. But sure, I would love to work out a scenario when Bob is ready to hand over the baton at the helm of the Brockton Police Department, if he would agree to stay on board in some sort of a part-time consulting role. I think that would be the best of both worlds.
Again, we're speaking with Brockton Mayor Bill Carpenter, who has been joining us for the segment. Anything you haven't had a chance to talk about for a moment that you want to at least talk about or share with the listeners?
Well, I appreciate having me on the program. It's great to have a chance to chat with Richard and Joe. You know, I worked for Richard at one point in time. It was a lot of years ago, but So, you know, Richard is a great guy, and he's certainly done great things for the town of Whitman. I know, you know, Richard, you still serve on the board of the Brockton Hospital Signature Healthcare?
No, that's an entire show that we could do.
Okay, well, I know, but you did for many years. I guess the point I was going to try to make is, although you're a Whitman guy, you've been very involved in the city of Brockton over the years.
I have, and I appreciate it. And I actually have never publicly disclosed that you work for me. I didn't want to tarnish your reputation.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, I'm not sure if that's good for your sales or bad for your sales. I guess you'll have to figure that out, but that's okay.
I do want to say it's been a pleasure sitting here tonight, having the opportunity to talk with you, Mr. Mayor.
Well, we'll continue the conversation some evening in the near future at McGuigan's Pub.
Well, we'll definitely look forward to having you back in. Bob Buckley has been great in having you come on every couple of weeks and talking about what's going on in the city, and we enjoy the opportunity to have you on, Mayor.
Well, don't forget, I've got Marshfield roots, too, Kevin. I remember when WATV first came on the air back in the mid to late 70s, and, you know, I'm a graduate of Marshfield High School, so I don't admit that all the time either, but it's great to be on the South Shore station.
So basically saying, go Rams.
Go ahead. Hey, I'm still a Rams fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you, when they played Brockton for a few years in football, Marshfield won more than they lost. So, we could do a whole show on that sometime, too.
We could.
But anyhow, listen, great to be on with you guys tonight. I appreciate the invitation. Joe, Richard, Kevin, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. There he is, Brockton Mayor Bill Carpenter, joining us for a segment, as he does every couple of weeks we have him on. We will step aside. When we come back, we will speak with Phantom Gourmet CEO and president of the Restaurant and Business Alliance, Dave Edelman. Don't go anywhere.